Please join me in prayer. God, we come before you this morning asking you to take us up the mountain, or at least get us to the mountain, or help us see it a little more clearly. Father, we pray that you will continue to teach us to speak words that encourage us, that encourage each other to draw nearer to you and to look to you for guidance, for comfort, the source of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Mountains, for all their majesty, can be deceiving. On a hike, a given mountain can seem so close and yet be so far away. And if you happen to be in a place like Colorado where the hill far away looks closer than it actually is, plus you may already be hiking a mile up, which can be exhausting for those of us who live our lives at sea level. That hill far away looks so promising and sometimes feels so far away. So rewind with me a few hundred years ago to the people of God who found themselves uprooted in distant lands to places like Assyria and Babylon. Big prophets like Jeremiah and Ezekiel tell the stories of many people in these distant lands who likely sit their children down at night and tell them stories of a hill far away that the people of God used to call home, a hill far away that has become in the children's mind the stuff of legend, a hill far away that grandma says out loud with a tear in her eye that is a mixture of the water of joy and the salt of loss. That when she says it out loud, you can hear more than a single word like Jerusalem. This is the context of the beginning of a grouping of psalms in Scripture that came to be known as the Songs of Ascent. Psalms 120 through 134 that eventually end with the people back in Jerusalem. But the opening songs open with the people still in these distant and foreign lands where their hope is still hoping to go back to their home, this hill far away, because they are still in the valley and the hill is only hope. It's just a dream. It's not yet visible. So let's imagine an ancient worship service led by someone like Ezekiel, there by somebody else's river. The early songs are already written. They are familiar already in the singers' mouths. And by the river, they see no hills. They look around them only to see more flat land that they could do without having to look at day after day after day. And so, what do? They're by someone else's river. They do what we might do. They sing. They sing like shivering birds waiting for springtime. They're confident in their hope, but they are hopeful. They are hopeful of what is yet still to come. So picture Ezekiel or one of his successors, maybe one of the other priests. He stands there before the people of God and says the equivalent of what might be our own old familiar language, something like, "Everyone turn in your Psalm books to Psalm number 120. 120. And they sing this song. In my distress, I cry to the Lord that He may answer me. Deliver me, O Lord, from lying lips, from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given to you? And what more shall be done to you, you deceitful tongue? A warrior's sharp arrows with glowing coals of the broom tree. Woe is me that I am an alien in Meshech, that I must live among the tents of Kedar. Too long have I had my dwelling among those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. They begin with that song. And it confesses to God. It cries to God. And what it says to God is, this is where we are. And then the priest, which is what any good song leader I think would do after leading the congregation in that song, says, let's sing another one. Everyone just go across the page and let's sing Psalm number 121. 121. And then they sing again. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time on and forevermore. Psalms 120 and 121 together as the opening pair of the Songs of Ascent is together a combined act of looking forward to a promise, something that has not yet happened, but knowing that God has already been at work. It's like two verses of the same song. The first verse saying out loud to God, I'm scared, or I'm hurting, or I am disappointed. You ever spoken those words? Then comes the second verse. And did you notice it sings not to God, but to each other? The people of God sing to each other about where we place our hope as the people of the Lord. Much like coming down the mountain with Jesus after the transfiguration, we believe that God has already done something. And we're waiting on God, not to do something, but to do something again. Like a hill far away, we can see the outcome of God's promises. We know that we are moving forward to this new creation, and God's promised us, so we take God at His word, that this new creation is going to involve things like no more sorrow and no more confusion. You ever feel like this is a land of confusion? And then, to top off that nagging feeling, because there are nagging feelings that stick around. We're not to the good news part yet. Because to top off that nagging feeling, sin still hangs around like an unwelcome guest that just won't leave. Sin just sits there in the living room, over in that chair that nobody finds comfortable anymore. And sitting there too, next to sin, is that ever-present, uncertain future. Just sitting there in the corner, sneering at me. But thanks be to God, we don't have to spend all of our time in the living room being stared down by sin and an uncertain future. Because the good news is we can get up and go in the kitchen, which is the best room in the house. And it's there in the kitchen that we see glimpses of a new creation. We pour a glass of cold water, take a drink, and like a child playing in the sun all afternoon, we gulp and then smack our lips and say, this is a glimpse of the promise of a new creation. This is what happens between Psalm 120 and 121. It moves from, God, I'm really disappointed, to us still singing to each other. That's the joy of singing both of these songs together. Both verses where God gets to listen to us. And we tell God how we feel, and then we tell each other all the ways that our temporary fears are met with God's eternal promises. That hill may be far away, but we can see it. Thanks be to God for this gift of the life of Jesus, our living Savior, one of us, through whom we are actually able to see that hill far away. So, as an epilogue to that sermon, let's go back to a time that's not really that far away. Although the people of God found themselves in exile in Babylon in the 580s, centuries before Jesus, a time well over 2 millennia ago, the things they sang about are the things we sing about. And today it helps during these times of worship to sing these songs. Maybe first to God and then to one another. So what if we reenact the 7 verses of Psalm 120 as though they are being answered with the 8 verses of Psalm 121? What if we all sing together that we lift up our eyes to the hills, even if it is a hill far away? Pain is answered with relief. Grief is answered with joy. And fear is met with faith. So I'll read the fear, and y'all read the faith. Let's read these as an act of worship, as a bold act of faith. So here's how it is going to work. I'll be 120. That's my role. And y'all be 121. So 120 will be in italics. I'll do those. Y'all be 121. Everything that's not in italics. And let's sing these back and forth to each other. Ready? In my distress, I cry to the Lord that He may answer me. Okay, it was a good first try. My drama coach sometimes used to say, okay, once more with feeling. Right? Did you hear what we just sang together about? I know it's daylight saving time, we're all tired, but let's put some feeling into this. This is Psalm 120, 121. Hey, go ahead and stand up. Let's stand together. Maybe that'll help. All right, let's start over. 120. In my distress, I cry to the Lord, that He may answer me. Deliver me, O Lord, from lying lips, from a deceitful tongue.
My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
What shall be given to you, and what more shall be done to you, you deceitful tongue, a warrior's sharp arrows with the glowing coals of a broom tree? Woe is me, that I am an alien in Meshech, that I must live among the tents of Kedar.
The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike on my head, nor the moon on my night.
Too long have I had my dwelling among those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war.
The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time on and forevermore.
The Lord will keep your life. The Lord will keep your life. Lord will keep your life.